and getting ready to go and our study off our podcast for the day. And excuse me. And before we know that, before we can do any of that, we need to talk to the Lord a little bit. Is that all right with you? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you again, Lord, for being so good and for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to interact with your people as we give forth your word, Lord. We're praying that you would grant us the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge so that we can rightly divide your word. We pray, Father, that you allow your precious Holy Spirit to teach us, each and every one of us, as we look into your word and see, find things old, find things new. We thank you and pray that you would guide us as we take this little journey this morning through your word and through some of the things that are on our minds and our hearts, our thoughts concerning life's real challenges, real ups and downs, real happenings in our lives, as we look into your word and through your word to get our answers. We thank you, we praise you. You just continue to lead us and guide us through your word this morning, this time. This we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You know that we're continuing in our series as we're highlighting some of the points that we'll find even in our book on the relationship recipe. We only have one chapter or one ingredient posted for that book at this time. We're going to post the next one, I believe. We'll probably do that maybe a little bit later on this week or at least next week. We're prepared to post it. I have not heard some of the responses that I've or at least seen them on our website or in our emails for some folks, but feel free. You know, it's not too late. You can always do that. I welcome all comments concerning these issues that we're looking about. One thing I probably did not make clear, even though we are writing this book and we are posting the ingredients through our website, there is going to be, I didn't make it clear, the addition that we send to certain folks who respond to us and request it is not going to all be the same as that which we are posting. It's going to be a little bit more, probably a little bit more in detail, but we'll talk about that later, even through our blog and through the pastor's, pastor's words on the website. But anyway, to get to where we're talking about today, we're talking about commitment and we're talking about relationships and not downplaying or boasting any particular type of relationship. They're all important, especially to the ones who are involved in them. But what makes them doubly important for us is that we go about these relationships in agreement with God's word. That's most important, not just for those of us who are believers. Yes, a lot of our emphasis it seems to be gravitating towards the believers, but it is important for everyone. As we stated that from the very beginning, the Lord's teachings, as we find them in the Holy Bible, can apply to everyone. It's good, just like everyone, like we said, just like people go to different resources for their information, for their counselings, for their advice. And we stated, why not go to the Word of God? What better teacher and teachings will you find? But again, that's not where we're on today. We're talking about commitment. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to commitment? Something that I do when I am preparing to perform marriage ceremony with couples, I've done it through the years. The Lord laid it on me years ago, and I still do. When I'm counseling the couple that wants to get married, there are three questions that I always ask, and one of them is very simple. Why do you want to get married? I've asked this to every couple that I've spoken to. And the most popular answer, because I love her or I love him. And I say, oh, that's nice, that's good. But I ask, why do you want to get married? And then most of the time the response is they look at each other and they give me that look. Y'all know that look. And sometimes, often they say, well, that's why we ask, because we love each other. And I say, oh, that's good. That's good. But that's not a reason. I didn't ask you how you felt about each other, how you felt towards her or towards him. Why do you want to be married? Now, things start churning in their heads. Now they start thinking about things. And then as we go through and explain some of the things that you can look forward to being married, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, the thoughts become even more deeper. Now, let me share something with all of you who are paying attention, all of you who are watching this and hearing this. And I mean this sincerely. If my prompting this simple question and bringing out certain realities to a couple, and if this gives them second thoughts or maybe even dissuades them from being married, one, they're not supposed to get married at this time. And two, if it's making you think that you shouldn't, you're not ready at all. You're not. What I find is not happening today with a lot of the couples that I hear from and have been to even told about, they're not taking the time to get good marriage counseling. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. One, if the couple that's intended to be married had the unction to come to the church to have the ceremony performed, then they need to understand that this is going to be done in a godly manner according to the Holy Bible. Now, if you're not prepared, now hear this, if you're not prepared to have this done, then that's not the place for you to be. No, y'all don't, it's not the place for you to be. Am I saying that you should not be married right off? No, that's not what I'm saying. But you don't want to be married by that person who's representing what the Lord is dictating in His Word. You're not ready for that. Because what we're talking about here and now is a commitment. It's a commitment. You see, when we say that, I love this person, let me explain something to you. We are capable of loving more than one person. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of you are looking strange, looking at me strange, but you need to be asking yourself a question. If you're a male, don't you love your mom? Or didn't love, or didn't you love her? How about your sister? You got a sister, don't you love her? Maybe you have a cousin, don't you love her? Maybe you even have a good friend. Don't you love her? And you're starting to think about this thing. And the same works for females. You have siblings, brothers, cousins, uncles, your father, and this can go on with different other males, and you love them. You say, but it's not the same, and I'll agree with you. As you have looked in our ingredient on love, you'll see that there are different ways of love being expressed by each one of us, and we have different names for these types of love. But what I want to make clear is that yes, you may love more than one person, but if you are committed to the one, if you are committed to the one that you have exchanged your marriage vows to, there'll be no person on the north side, the south side, the east side, or the west side. There'll only be the one that you married by your side. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. This is why it is so important to identify the types of love that you are expressing to someone and you are prepared to express to them, because there's no one on the earth that a husband should express his love to the same way that he expresses it to his wife. And the same thing with the wife. There is no other male on the earth that you should be expressing your love to the way that you do to your husband. You're saying, wow, I hadn't really thought about that. But you should. We should understand that this commitment that you are making to your husband to be, to your wife to be, to your husband that you have now, your wife that you have right now, is unlike any other commitment to any other person. Not on the same level. Yes, you might say, well, commitment is commitment. Sure it is. But one, there are certain things I'm not going to commit to any other person than my wife. There are things I'm not going to commit to any other person but my husband. So that's why I make the statement that I make. And you're not expected to. You're not expected to. Commitment is not just paramount, it's imperative. It is, wow, I can't explain how important commitment is to a marriage as well as to any type of relationship. Commitment, trust, all of these things work together. They work together. When we talk about commitment, there are many scriptures that apply and that we can use and we can look at to help solidify this in our relationship. And we're focusing a lot on marriage today, but it's not just for marriage. We're going to expound on that a little bit. In Colossians 3:9, it says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Now, what he's saying to us is very simple, very plain. You don't lie to one another. You are walking together. You're walking, you have chosen to walk down this particular path together. This path that we're talking about, one here is marriage, but it could be the same path of partnership in a business. You decided to go into business together. Your friends, you've decided to just be together in friendship. You go places, you do things together. You're walking down that path of friendship together. Okay. Classmates, co-workers, and the list goes on and on, different types of relationships. You have agreed to do this together. Why would you even entertain lying to one another? You don't have to. You make a mistake, you do something wrong, you own up to it. If you have your kind of relationship that you were hoping to have, you should be able to get past it. Along with the other ingredients that we talk about, and as we're stating with commitment, unless it was a grave mistake, and we all make them, you should not do anything in your relationship that what we say crosses the line. So yes, you should be able to fess up for something that whatever it is you said or done, maybe you said it and done it by mistake, said it in haste, said maybe even said it in anger. But you don't need to lie to one another. That only compounds the problem. So yes, the word tells us no, you don't lie to one another. And another passage that we like in James the 5th chapter in the 12th verse, you read these things. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath. But watch this, what he says. But let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Now, what are we talking about here? Okay, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. You do it, you keep your word. If you say you're not going to do it, guess what? Don't do it. Now, if you express this feeling to the person that you're in this relationship with, no matter what it is, and they think that there's a problem there, now comes the time when you do what? You reason together. As the scriptures teach us, which is practical and good for everyone. Now you take the time to talk about this. One person has a point of view, the other one has a different one. You talk about this. Why? Because you intend to be in agreement. This is the walking together. You see how the scriptures tie all of this together. You intend to make this business proposition. You intend to make this business deal. Okay. Y'all intend to take a trip together, or y'all intend to do something together, no matter what it is, whatever type of relationship we're talking about. But y'all have a little disagreement right here. You stop, you pause, and let's talk about this thing. Okay, y'all agreed to save up for a trip. Y'all agreed that, okay, we're going to take this trip at such and such a time. And you see now as it gets closer to that time, and you see that, yes, y'all have been preparing, saving, doing whatever you need to do for it. But all of a sudden, one of you have a different idea of where you want to go. Maybe something came up, maybe a good deal, a good proposition for a trip that you kind of wanted to go on before, but now you've been made a good offer, or maybe there's a sale on the flight or on the excursion, or what have you, and you reconsidering where you want to go. I'm just using a simple example. But the other person is still set on the original plan. Let's talk about this thing. Is there any room for compromise here? Is there any place for We can just okay. We can just comply with your, what you want to do or what the other one wants to do. It doesn't make that big a deal. But you have to talk about it. You have to talk about it. You have to communicate. You see where this is going here. You see how all these ingredients work together. You need to communicate. So that's what you do. All of this, you see, where commitment works. If there is no commitment there, then you find people that try to maneuver a person into doing something, try to do all of these things to try to convince them, to do what they want to do, when all they simply needed to do was communicate, talk to each other, put trust in your commitment towards each other. And when you do that, you'll find that it will strengthen your relationship, knowing that yes, whatever it is we have on our mind, we can talk about it. We can communicate. We can discuss it. We can reason together. So yes, commitment, oh man, is so important. It's so important. And when you add that element, the elements of not lying to each other, okay, and meaning what you say, that's a very broad interpretation of let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Yes, I'm going to meet you at 4 o'clock. I'm going to meet you over since there's such a place. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Say what you mean. If you do not mean that, don't say it. That's why we need to take time and think about what we're saying and what we're going to say before we say it. Because a lot of times we speak in haste, or we speak, people say in the moment, but that's not really what we meant. And then when a situation comes up and the need arises, you say, well, I didn't really mean this. You shouldn't have said it. You shouldn't have said it. Okay, oh yeah, stop by anytime. Well, just so happens the person comes by there at a time, maybe you're getting ready to have dinner. You want to say, oh, listen, we're getting ready to have dinner now. I know you stopped by, but can you come back later? Or this is not a good time. Then why did you say to them, stop by anytime? This is happens to be the time that they need to come by for whatever it is they want to come by and see you about. It's not convenient for you, but this is the time they came. Don't say come by anytime if you don't mean come by anytime. Listen, you can come stop by anytime after 3. I'm home, or I'm available anytime after 4. Now you say, well, people may have an emergency at 3, but that's not good for you. Maybe you're not home, you're not available for whatever reason. Be truthful. Lie not one to another. If that's not a good time for you, then put it out there. But you that thing, well, I told him to come by anytime, but I sure don't come by at, send a very simple matter. Just be plain. I tell folks you can call me anytime. And I mean that. But I also put out there, but listen, if you call me and I happen to be asleep, you better talk to me for about a minute or so. Make sure I get myself together, because I may sound like I'm talking to you with good sense, but all I want to do is get right back to sleep for a minute. So, but if you talk to me for about a minute, let me get myself together, then we can keep on moving. Anybody that knows me, knows me well, that I consider a friend or, of course, family, they know that because I've said it to them. But you can call me, and I don't mind being woke up. I'm for one thing, I got a phrase that I say to certain people with certain situations. I'm retired. I'm retired. I'm not throwing that in anybody's face, but oh, I don't have a job. I got to get up to 9 o'clock. I got to be there a certain time. I don't. If I don't have an appointment, and at this age I am now, if I don't have, usually it's a doctor appointment I'm talking about. If I don't have a doctor appointment, shucks. It doesn't matter. I don't have a set time I have to get up. Just I don't have a set time that I have to go to bed. That's one of the beauties of being retired. Get up or don't get up when you want. So anyway, so when I tell folks, you can call me anytime, I mean that. Now I know some people in our positions, where okay, certain times their phone's just off and you'll be leaving a message. Well, I'm not saying that's wrong, but when you have told somebody call you whenever you need to, and you turn your phone off at a certain time, you didn't really mean what you say. You've all but pretty much made a liar out of yourself. I cut my phone off when I go to sleep. I've had so many people call me, and a lot of times it's not really all that important. So rather than, go through all that, hey, between 12 and 7, my phone's off. Well, you tell people, you say, listen, call me anytime except between 12 and 7. You don't have to go into detail why they came to or let you feel the need to do that. That's fine. That's fine. Now, anybody that you've told that to, and a responsible person, if you find your phone still ringing between those hours and they know you told them that, you must assume it must be very important for them to call me. This is what we do. You see how simple that is? Rather than lying to that person, just put out there what you really, really mean, what you really feel. Okay? That's all we're saying. And this is all part ties in with commitment. You're committed to your relationship with that person. You're committed to the relationship that you want to have with that person. You're committed even to the ministry that you have. You're committed to that which the Lord has assigned your hand to do. Commitment is so important. Yes. You say, well, I haven't thought about that. Yes. Important. Your commitment is important to the relationship you have with people. It's important with the relationship you have with the Lord. It's important to the relationship you have within an organization you belong to. And the list goes on and on. Commitment. Like I said, you can love someone. But what is your level of commitment to that person, to that organization, to that thing that you love? What is the level in there? What are you prepared to do with this commitment, with this relationship, when it comes to commitment? These are solid questions, beloved. These are solid questions. Things that a lot of us haven't taken the time to think about. But they are important because it comes back again to your word. Yes, it comes back to your word. How important is your word? Let me tell you something. When you're committed to even to your word, your integrity is out there. People, let me tell you something. When you say to people what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, they should be able to take that to the bank, as the phrase goes. Oh, yeah, she told me that she'd meet me on this corner at 3 o'clock. Okay, it's mighty close. It's 2 minutes to three that she's not here. And then somebody who might be with your nose and said, oh, yeah, she'll be here. She got 2 minutes. She'll be here. She said she'll be here, she'll be here. If she's not here, something happened out of her control that kept her from being here. See, for somebody to say that, that showed that one, they had proven, that person, you had proven that you're committed to your word. You've shown it that you're committed even to the integrity of y'all's relationship. You're respecting their time as well as your own. I cannot speak for anyone else, but don't tell me to be to a place at one time. See, yeah, what I meant a little bit later, because I know a lot, most people are late. No, don't do that, because you're showing no respect for my time. You're not showing, you're just not. So it all works together. And plus, when you're that type of person, when people see that you do say what you mean, and you mean what they say, they'll get to the point where they start depending on your integrity and your commitment to what you say you'll do. Fools will begin to put trust in you like that. Could they say, no, he don't say, she don't say what they don't mean. If you see, says, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you can bank on that. That's what's going to be. It's going to go down just like that. Commitment is so important, even in the relationship you have with your children. You tell your child, yeah, we're going to go this place, we're going to go that place. They look forward to that. Their hearts are excited and happy about that. Something may come up and you can't go. You need to take the time and explain that to your child. Yeah, their child. And he said, well, hell, business came up and I had to work overtime. Well, they'll understand. Don't leave them there waiting for you to show up and you don't show up and you never told them why. Respect them. And it's not just about them. Like that, you better respect your word, because they'll get to a point where they won't trust what you say. They won't be able to count on what you say. And that's very unsettling. And that is a very important need in y'all's relationship. Your son, mother, son, father, daughter, mother, daughter, father, siblings, it's important that you be able to hold on to someone's word, because they are committed to you like that. They're not lying to you, okay? They're going to say what they mean to you, and you count on that. You not must be surprised to how many people count on, again, on our integrity, on our commitment. They might not have that same level of integrity. They may not have that same level of commitment, but they trust in yours. They bank on yours. I say often, what a person does and doesn't do when it comes to keeping their word and doing what they say they're going to do, that shouldn't affect me. If we're scheduled to be a place at a certain time, I should be there. I don't care if that person is never on time and they're known for never being on time. That doesn't keep me from being where I'm supposed to be, from being where I said I would be. This is the attitude we need to take when we're committed, as we've been focusing on different relationships. It's nothing, no, it's I, for me, and I would dare say for a lot of us, you love the fact when somebody says, oh, I saw you downtown, or I saw you over town, or I saw you at a certain place yesterday at a certain time. And when your husband, your wife, your friend, your buddy, your pal say, no, that wasn't them, because they told me they were going to send such a place, they have that much confidence, that much trust in you and in your integrity, because though you've not lied to them, you've always said what you meant, and they trust you. And they're committed again to you for what you stand for. You should be able to stick your chest out when somebody says that about you and feel good. And praise the Lord that you live that type of life, that folks will trust your word. I don't have to go around just proving my word, proving I said this, but just your word should be good enough. And the folks can stand there and sit. Listen, I say to my wife often, if somebody came to me and said, "Oh yeah, oh I just saw your wife. She was downtown." I said, "Nah, that wasn't her. Because she told me she was going to send us to place. I trust that. I trust her. I trust our relationship. Trust the commitment we had to that." I said, "No, that wasn't her." And sure enough, when they go back, say, "You know what? Yeah, I thought that was her, but as I went back, well, I found out later, no, that really wasn't her, but she sure looked like her." Folks can do that, but when you show the commitment in y'all's relationship, when you stand by those other factors of not lying and always saying what you mean and meaning what you say, you see how that strengthens your relationship. That does. It strengthens it when folks can have the confidence, the trust. Then put all of those other ingredients in there with it. Look at what type of relationship you will have, how strong it becomes. And like I said, I don't care if you're married, if you're friends, if you're business partners, okay? If you're co-workers, if you're classmates, that doesn't mean you can't say that, "Well, no, I'm not gonna lie to my classmate, I'm not gonna do this." You still should. Think of how strong your friendship will be. Some of you right now have friends that maybe a friend, because you're blessed if you have more than one, a friend that you've had maybe since you were kids. And maybe you're young kids now. And you have that kind of friend that you have that type of trust, and y'all have that type of commitment to each other. It says a whole lot. So yes, as we talk about commitment, something that maybe a lot of people and maybe you haven't talked about a whole lot, and would you look oh that you look at it now and realize how important it is. Like I said, if I live on the north side of town and I'm married to someone, there's nobody else on the south side. Not because I could not love that person with the type of love that, I'm willing to express to them, but I'm committed to my wife. Your the wife, you committed to your husband. You kept the vows that you've made. There are promises, there are oaths that you made before each other, before the witnesses, and most of all, before the Lord Himself. And you're expected to keep them. You're expected to keep them. And you'll find that in your relationship, when you keep those simple things, mind those simple ingredients in this particular one, oh, you see how much it will strengthen your relationship. When you have somebody that can depend on your word like that, that's the same as depending on you like that. It's a wonderful thing. And we don't want to do anything to diminish that. Kids will hear you and they won't like it when they're not able to do that which you promised them you would do. And in time, they'll understand it. Being children and having the mind of children, they may not understand it right away. Dad said we were going to go somewhere and then he didn't take us. And they may not like that. Don't worry about that. They'll come around long as you are honest with them, long as you are truthful with them. You can explain to them. And like I said, they may not understand it right then and there, but they will. They will. But you got to be honest with them. Again, you're not lying to them. And they know that you always say what you mean. So if somebody kept you from doing that, it must have been something out of your control. Kids are not dumb. They'll start putting things together. If they're at an age where they can't believe reason like that, then I can assure you, It's gonna pass by soon. They're not gonna be disappointed that long. Now, when you told them no, we couldn't go to the movies today, and then you tell them that as you're taking them out to get some ice cream or something, that the movie part may be gone right then and there. But that's a different lesson for a different time. I'm saying this to y'all as we wind down our time here. I hope that you are giving a lot more thought, that you're giving it a lot more consideration. And I'm talking about the commitment now. And now you're realizing how important commitment is in a relationship. Very important. I hope you're realizing that now. And I'm also hoping that you have some more thoughts, comments about this, about commitment. Maybe some more clarification on some of the things that I've said are needed. And I invite you, as always, to feel free to contact me. And this could be something that we can continue on another time. Something that maybe I'll write about in my blog, and you can look at it. Maybe it's a response that I need to do 101 through your email, or it's not below me to set up a time, even when we can Zoom together if we need to. There's a lot of possibilities, but can't know any of that if you do not what? Communicate to me. See, I'll put that in there. Yes, we need to communicate, and that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. I pray that this discussion that we've had has been beneficial, even to the point that you can share some of the points with someone else. Take it a little bit further. That's fine. That's fine. That's what we're supposed to do. And I look forward to the next time we're able to share some thoughts, ideas together. And as we ask ourselves always, how important is the Word of God when it comes to whatever it is that's on your mind, in your thoughts that particular time? Today, it just so happened we were talking about commitment. Who knows what the Lord allows us to talk about the next time? And until then, y'all continue to pray for us as I continue to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for being able to enlighten us by and through your word, and to grant us the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge to be able to share these thoughts. We hope and pray, Lord, that they bring forth and even yield fruit, good fruit, Heavenly Father, that could be shared and given to others, that it will help them in their relationships. We thank you for this time and pray, Lord, as we continue even through the rest of this day, that you allow us to do so, living, walking in your spirit, Father, in your way, governing ourselves in such a manner, Lord, that even those who see us, hear us, around or around us, will be able to see you through us, Father, through our life living, that you can get the glory out of our lives. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.